CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Emmanuel Macron, twice elected president of France, struggling with domestic policy having to do with moving the retirement age from 62 to 64. In the beautiful hills of France in the south, I find my colleague Simon Constable, writing for Barron's, Wall Street Journal, and other distinguished publications, but now living in the agrarian heartland of the south of France, which heretofore has been associated with Macron's opposition, mainly Marie Le Pen. However, these days, Macron is singing songs in Paris in order to persuade people that he's flexible on domestic matters. Simon, a very good day to you. Chiefly, the disorder in France these last weeks, you've reported on the trains willy-nilly, on petrol shortages because a refinery was blocked. There's been violence. But over this last week, with Emmanuel Macron making gestures of negotiation or peace with the opponents, have things calmed down in Occitane? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. We don't have any fuel shortages now, not that I've seen anyway. So there is gasoline available, there is diesel available. It is a little bit more expensive, though, so it's edging very much closer to that 2 euros per liter. So times that by four, and basically you get to the price per gallon. So it's good that you can get it. The price isn't great, but that's okay. I'd rather have it and pay through the nose than not have it. If you go into the larger cities like Toulouse, you see a lot of gendarmes with almost all of their riot gear on, not quite all of it. They've got most of it on, and the rest is in waiting in vans in case a riot breaks out. I haven't actually seen one break out in Toulouse. You also see army personnel around in their camo stuff and in big military vehicles. Again, I haven't seen them actually doing anything other than showing a presence. So there is a kind of a worry that there is going to be another ignition of violence, but we haven't seen it yet.
The concern here in the United States is Macron is speaking these last days, dissenting on the NATO and EU front in opposition to China and Russia over Ukraine. Macron is seeking a peace formula that will work with Moscow or with Beijing. Macron is also speaking of another way of dealing with the trade with China that makes Europe, it's independent. I think the way he's put it is surprisingly suggestive. He said, we, meaning France and the EU, are not vassals of the United States. Has that gained any credibility in France? Is France keen on that language of Macron, the independent, strong France? That would seem to be a reference to de Gaulle's way of standing aside from the U.S., and you're in the conservative de Gaullish part of France. Have you seen resonance with Macron's remarks, the international remarks, not the domestic ones?
There is some resonance there, yes, and France does like to go its own way, and it has done for all of my life that I've been watching the news. So when America sent planes to bomb Libya after a terrorist action funded by Libya, France objected to that and said the planes must go around France and not through its airspace. So this is nothing different from that. France does like to go its own way. I think it's called the third way. It's neither socialism nor full-on capitalism. It's somewhere in between, and he's following that right the way through. I would say domestically, most people are quite happy with their lives and are going on with it. Those people who are striking and protesting, well, they're not completely happy, but not anyone nor nothing like, and even a small minority is involved in that. So I would say a lot of people are thinking, okay, if he wants to go that third way, that's fine with me.
The reason it's easy in the south of France to go separate from the rest of us in reality is because this is springtime. Simon has given me a glimpse of how the surrounding fields are filled with early flowers and that faint green that France can achieve in the paintings that we see from the 19th century. But we go to Scotland, where you once abided, Simon, and you've left Scotland, but Scotland hasn't left you. There is trouble in the Scottish National Party, the SNP. Ms. Sturgeon has stepped aside as first minister. Hamza Youssef is now regarded as a lame duck first minister. Big trouble with the SNP having to do with investigations, allegations. Mostly, though, I'm keen on Hamza Youssef making mistakes. The big one looks to me, he's spoken against advertising the Scotch whiskey industry. Is this as upsetting from your point of view in the south of France as it is from my point of view? Shutting down what? A major export and branding for all of Scotland, limiting advertising.
It is actually quite funny because a lot of the Scottish National Party members that I've met, I wouldn't say I know them, but I have met them, like to boast that the Scotch whiskey industry is fantastic and it brings in X billion dollars of revenue every year to the country, to the whole of the United Kingdom, and we should stand up and be very proud of that. Well, Hamza Youssef really has stepped on a landmine there, advertising a value-added product, and whiskey is a value-added product. It's important. Telling people what's out there and what it's priced at and through which retail outlets or wholesale outlets you can buy it is very important. I think that was probably a very dumb thing for him to say. I can understand why, though. There is a lot of alcoholism in Scotland, and he probably wants to try and cut down on that alcoholism, but they've made no progress on that or drug addiction in the entire time I was there or from when I used to live in the UK when I was a child.
Simon, the independence movement in the SNP has been its major advertising point these last years. Is it still strong with Sturgeon stepping aside, or is there in some fashion of seeking accommodation with England?
I think there's no chance of seeking accommodation with England. I think it would have been better for them to put independence as a number two on their list and seek growing the economy and the wealth of the Scottish economy and then saying, look, we're doing really well here. We can survive on our own and we don't need handouts from Westminster, which is what they've been doing for years on end. They say they don't, but they actually do. And they also say that the oil is important, even though they don't want to burn oil. So I think focusing on independence as really the sole and overarching goal is rather dumb politically, especially when the party is now collapsing. The Scottish National Party, it's losing members. It's got all these troubles going on. It's difficult to know what other policies are there if they can't achieve independence. And I do not think that Rishi Sunak will want to support their independence because nobody wants to go to the king, that's King Charles, and say, well, King Charles, we need to let Scotland go from your kingdom. He is not going to want to deliver that message. Who would? I certainly wouldn't want to go to the king and say, sorry, we messed up, and this is the result. Isn't really something you put on your top of your want list.
The markets are going sideways here in the United States, waiting on the Federal Reserve. The ECB, the European Central Bank, also intending to keep raising rates to stop inflation, checking on inflation. We've mentioned petrol, but what about food prices? Have you seen any rise in them at the markets? You're in the agrarian heart of France.
Yes, I have seen things creeping up, and it's crept up slowly but steadily. And that is the real worry. You normally expect to go, or at least historically, before this inflationary surge, we expected to go to the supermarket and you'd see some prices up 1 week, some prices down, and it would even out over time. Now it's just a steady march higher. And when you actually start looking at things, you're thinking, wow, that's crazy. It's got to come down soon. One hopes it does. I don't know that it will, though. I think it will take a long while for prices to start to come down again, even in this bucolic paradise full of livestock and arable land.
One more check on things that we've seen change over these last years. There's a drought in northern Italy, the Po River Valley. Is there any talk of a shortage of rain in Occitane in the south of France? Any talk at all?
Not yet, but everybody is on edge about it because last year so many trees and plants were killed by the drought and the severe heat. It was absolutely terrible, and it meant a lot of trees had to get chopped down simply because they died through lack of water. So people are very aware of that, and they're putting in plants that are drought resistant, things like rosemary and that sort of thing that can deal with a dry, gritty climate. People are worried. We haven't seen that yet. It's been, you know, when it rains, it really rains, and mostly it's been warm but not overly hot.
Simon Constable in Occitane, the south of France. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.